It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our show, Fairbanks Foodies. On Fairbanks Foodies, we go over recipes you can try, restaurants to visit, beverages you can create, events to go to, events that are happening in Fairbanks, food to share with your family, your friends. Basically, we look at all types of food concepts for you to try, enjoy, and experience. Fairbanks Foodies is your original Saturday local production lineup, your OG in the entertainment that you get on Saturday. Our lineup has grown and expanded. We have a wonderful, fantastic local lineup for you. All local talent on many subjects. On KFAR Saturdays, there is definitely something for everyone on this show. Fairbanks, we're now in our sixth year of Fairbanks Foodies. My goodness. We've had a wonderful time. I've so enjoyed this show. And I want to thank all of our guests that have appeared. Many recipes, cooking secrets have been shared with you. But guess what? This show has also made me better in the kitchen, on the grill, with recipes, with people. And I want to thank Glenner Anderson and Perry Wally, who asked me to do this. And you know, it all started with COVID, if you can believe that. During the COVID time frame, they took me off of the Problem Corner show because they were only allowing they only had people known in the building. And they gave engineered systems out. And so a lot of people did a lot of different shows. And Michael Dukes did Problem Corner for me. And I was thinking, you know, if they're going to make a change on Problem Corner, this is when you do it. You know, I'm not there. So I was expecting that letter, David, thank you for your service, but we're making a change. And I was going to say, thank you for letting me have the honor of being on Problem Corner for 5 years. And you know, it's. I understand. Enjoyed every day. Thank you. And also, I get the call in the email. We're all back. We're coming in under these conditions of cleanliness and no one in the studio with you, and you're cleaning everything from beginning to end. And we did that. So I came back my first day in Problem Corner, and on my second day, in the studio that's purple padded room. With North Korean equipment, in walks Glenner. And Glenner goes, we want you to do another show. And I'm thinking I was going to get fired from the first show, Problem Corner. And he goes, we want you to do a show called Fairbanks Foodies. Because every time you talk about food on the air, everything goes nuts. And he was right. We've had some shows on there where, you know, the things that we would do would cause shelves at Fred Meyer to be sold out, things like that. So he was right. I said, let me think about it. And this was in May. And they finally talked me into it because doing a food show, there's a lot more planning than just, you know, having a talk radio show, having someone come in and knocking it out. So what would I be doing and how would I be doing it? But that's how it started. And we're in our sixth year now. So just want to tell you how it all started. What the heck? Been very good show. Lots of wonderful comments from everyone. Really enjoying this. And time goes by fast, Fairbanks. It just goes by fast. So anyway, today, Oktoberfest is in full bloom. Yes. By the time you've heard this airing, this is taped, I, David Prues, the mayor of Fairbanks, will have tapped the keg at the Hoodoo Brewery. But guess what? We did that at noon, so come on down to the Hoodoo Brewery. Bobby Wilkin, the Wilkins family, what they've done down there with that building, the food, the fair, the atmosphere is wonderful. Come on down, enjoy it, or go out to the Silver Gulch. Glenn out there, what he's done with the food, the band, the tent, the beer, you know, we're very lucky to have such wonderful businesses available. Go to the Humble Roots, the newcomer. What a building. Go there. It's in the downtown Fairbanks, right next to the Midnight Mine. It is great. Or go to the Black Spruce there on Pegger Road. And I always make it a twofer. You know, I hit Tommy G's first. that's the behind the build. That's the behind the brewery there. And then I hit Black Spruce next. And so that's a great combination. Go in and get a great steak or something for dinner, and then go get a good beer. Fairbanks, it's mid-September, going into late September. It's Oktoberfest. It's a seasonal festivity of this appreciation. Started in Bavaria, but you know, there's a little bit of Bavarian in Oktoberfest in all of us right now. So go out there and enjoy yourself. I mean, what the heck? What are you going to do? Go get a glass of wine today? Yeah, you can do that too. What the heck? So I'm going to give you some recipes, but these recipes can be made with cast iron or a Lodge cast iron cooking. So let's look at tips for cooking in cast iron, because we're going back into the kitchen now. It's fall. We're making hearty foods, wonderful, good, hearty foods. So here's some tips for cooking with cast iron. Don't forget about seasoning it. You know, when you first get it, you should season it. And there are so many ways to season cast iron, from adding hot oil in it to using butter, using seasoning. Seasoning the grill will help you cook it better. Are you wondering why seasoning is so important? Well, it helps the food from sticking as you cook. And what I like to do, I'm Italian, I like to get olive oil, the thick stuff, not the thin stuff, put a nice coating around the whole thing, put about a 32nd of an inch in there, and then I take garlic cloves, and I don't crush them, I peel them, put them in there, and then I turn the oven on to 250 to 300 degrees. After it heats up to 300 degrees, I put my new cast iron in there, and I cook it for 45 minutes, and let that seasoning with that oil, that garlic, go into the first cooking, the first aspect, the virginity of your cast iron is taken care of with a wonderful, flavorful olive oil with garlic. Okay. Now, also, can you sear food in a cast iron skillet? Yes, you can. You know, when you get a cast iron skillet up there in heat, it's great for searing food. You can sear anything from chicken to steak in a cast iron, fish, whatever it is, you can get something over high heat, and the cast iron retains that heat. And it doesn't, you know, if you season your food right, if you season your cast iron right, and then you go in and you cook, it's not going to stick. But also, when you cook your food, when your protein is seared and it's done, it's ready to be turned, it won't stick anyway. So, can you bake in a cast iron skillet? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can bake anything you want in a cast iron skillet. It's truly amazing what you can bake in a cast iron. Anything from cornbread to cake. Cast iron skillets are used, you know, I cook stuff and I put it in the oven and I bake it. I sear it and I bake it. It's great. And you can fry in a cast iron skillet. I mean, you can use cast iron for anything. It's that time of year. What the heck? Now, let's go over a few cast iron recipes. It's Oktoberfest. So here's a beer, cheese, and brat soup and pretzel bowl recipe. Now, if you can't get pretzel bowls, go out. I'm not a baker. Go out and get the small. I'd go to someplace like, you know, your local bakery and get the little bread loaves, cut them in half, pull out the stuffing, and bam, you're ready to go. Now, this is what you're going to need for this wonderful beer, cheese, and brat soup in a pretzel bowl. You're going to need 3/4 pound of bratwurst, casings removed. That's right. You're going to get bratwurst, remove the casings, peel them. You can get one medium onion chopped, two cloves of garlic, finely chopped, 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 3 cups of chicken broth, 1 cup of pale ale beer or a pilsner. But pale ale, it gives that hard, a little bit more of a hearty flavor and a great, great color. You need a tablespoon of spicy brown mustard. And there's nothing like spicy brown in Oktoberfest. Spicy brown mustard in Oktoberfest. You're going to need 1/8 teaspoon of ground red pepper. We're going to spice it up a little bit. 4 ounces of cream cheese cut into cubes. Then we're going to get a cup of shredded cheddar, plus additional garnish if you want. And now your bread. Go out and get 6 large pretzel buns if you can find them. You know, and what you're going to do is you're going to find, if you can find the pretzel buns, you know, look over there at Fred Meyer's or other places. And this time of year, you know, they're probably getting made anyway. So you're going to pull out the interior of the pretzel buns just like you would on any other loaf of bread. Leave it about 1/4 inch of crust around there, and you'll spoon the soup into the pretzel bun and garnish with additional cheese if desired. Now, the first step is in a 3.5 to 5 quart saucepan or Dutch oven. I love my Blue Lodge Dutch oven. You're going to cook the bratwurst and the onion over medium heat for about 5 to 7 minutes, and you're cooking them both at the same time. So you're blending the flavors together or until the onion is golden brown. They both got to be done. Then you're going to stir in the flour and the garlic, and you're going to cook for 1 minute, stirring the flour in, but you're making the garlic aromatics go. Then we're going to gradually stir in our 3 cups of chicken broth, beer, mustard, and red pepper. We're going to heat it to a boil, stirring frequently. We're going to cook it for a minute, then we're going to remove from the heat. Oh, it's bubbling. Just about ready. Then we're going to stir in the cream cheese and the cheddar cheese, and we're going to return to a low heat. Heat it through. We're not boiling anymore. What we're making sure is everything melts into the soup. And bam, there you go. Again, you can garnish this with additional cheese, put it in your loaf, half-cut loaf of pretzel or whatever, cut in half, remove the interior. But that's an easy soup. It's a great soup. It's a hearty soup. It's a fall soup. It's a soup for this time of year for Oktoberfest. Oh, my goodness. Now, big shout out to John Binkley. We texted a little bit through the week, and he was texting me about the wonderful recipe that I gave last week, and that was for the Hungarian mushroom soup, sweet Hungarian mushroom soup. Now, at Bagels and Brew, there in the Bentley Mall complex, I had a great soup there, a great Hungarian mushroom soup. They also have great bagel sandwiches. Oh, but that soup was just fantastic. It was exceptional. Big thumbs up. Their food and service is great. They have bagels, and Brew has daily soups and sandwich specials. Also, it's a great place to get a great breakfast bagel sandwich, and they do have a drive-through system. So they have wonderful soups made fresh every day, and that's what you're looking for. And how often do you come across a very good restaurant like that with Hungarian mushroom soup? Believe me, it was a pleasant, fantastic surprise. John, the owner, invited me over there. He heard my show, and he said, hey, this is what we got. And he, big thumbs up. Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Gold Stream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome. Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse here in the studio. This is a pre-tape show, so, hey, it's about 1:17. Go down to Hoodoo Brewery for Oktoberfest. I just tapped the keg an hour and 15 minutes ago. It is open as the mayor cries to start the Bavarian tradition of Oktoberfest. It started in 1812 with a wedding between a prince and a princess. So, come on down. Bobby Wilkin, the Wilkin family, Matt Wilkin, the brothers, the sisters, the parents, the kids, they have invested wonderfully in Fairbanks. It's a wonderful facility. So, since it's Oktoberfest, we're making hearty things in our cast iron. And we love cast iron. So, the next is bean and bacon soup. Now, I love Campbell's bean and bacon soup. It's my favorite. So, when I have time, I love making a smoky bacon with creamy white bean soup. Home style. It's satisfying. It's delicious. It doesn't take long. It's only about an hour type of cooking, depending on what you want to do. It's much better cooking than canned soup. Par none. It's easy to make. If you're not going to eat it at all, you can make a big batch. And I like freezing, you know, servings of one to two people in the freezer. And so it freezes well and it's easy to make. Now, you can make it with either canned beans or dry beans. I like to make it with the dry beans, which means the night before I make it, I put the dry beans in water and soak it overnight for a good 15 to 18 hours. So anyway, so here's some ingredient notes before we get into the recipe itself. You know, bacon, use thick bacon. I mean, simple as that. Use thick bacon. And ham will work, but I'm a bacon guy. You know, it's easier to find bacon than ham up here for whatever reason. So I like the bacon. Great northern beans. Cooking time will increase if you use dry beans, you know, about an hour and 15 minutes. And you'll have to plan ahead again. Soak them overnight for anywhere between 15 and 18 hours. But the texture and the flavors that comes with dry beans is incredible. Canned beans are great. I do it that way too. Makes it fast. And with the canned beans, it's ready in 40 minutes. Vegetables, onion, celery, carrots, and tomato paste give the soup great flavor. And it's how I get my veggies in my soup. Flavor is added to the soup from fresh garlic, bay leaves, and thyme. It tastes so similar to a store-bought version, but better. And chicken broth. We always use recommending salt-free or low-salt chicken broth so you can control the salt in your final recipe. We're not looking at health per se, but we're looking at your cooking flavor. I like to use butter without salt, salt-free, because I can add my the salt that I want in. Same with your broth. Or chicken, homemade chicken broth. Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. So, what we're going to do, how we're going to do this. This is your recipe. These are your ingredients. You're going to need a half pound of thick-cut bacon, and you're going to dice it up. You're going to need 1 cup of a diced yellow onion. That's about a medium yellow onion. 1 cup of diced carrots, about 2 carrots. 3/4 cup of diced celery, 2 celery ribs. 1 garlic clove, and we're going to mince that up, but I always throw 3 in there. The recipe that I have calls for 1, but I'm Italian. Come on. 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. 4 cups of chicken broth, unsalted. Again, make your own chicken broth or get unsalted or low sodium. 3 cups of water. 3 15-ounce cans of Great Northern beans, rinsed and drained, or 1 pound of dry beans. And again, we're going to soak those for, 14 to 18 hours. We're going to need 2 bay leaves, 1 teaspoon of fresh thyme, or, this time of year you might still have some fresh thyme, or 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme. I go with the dried thyme. Simple as that. 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, and then 1/4 teaspoon of coarse ground black pepper. But I seem to double that. I just love that. Okay. You're going to need a heavy bottom pan. That's why we're going with a cast iron. And we're going to cook the bacon, and then we're going to remove, once the bacon is cooked thoroughly, we're going to remove and put it on a paper towel, and we're going to remove all but about 2 tablespoons of the bacon fat. That's right. We're cooking with bacon fat. Then we're going to add the vegetables to the pan and cook until all the onions are translucent and the carrots and celery are beginning to soften. It's about 5 to 7 minutes. Then and we've added 1 cup of diced onion, 1 cup of diced carrots, and 3/4 cup of diced celery. Then we're going to add the garlic and the tomato base and cook for another minute until fragrant. Again, the garlic cooks fast. We're not trying to brown it. We're trying to open up the fragrance of it. So, again, I use 3 cloves, but the original recipe called for 1. Do whatever you want. Mince it up. Then put in the 2 tablespoons of tomato paste with it, and you're good to go. Add your chicken broth, your water, your beans, finally, your bay leaf, your thyme, your salt, your pepper, and 1/2 your bacon. Just 1/2. Bring it to a boil, reduce and simmer, and cook partially covered for 15 to 20 minutes until your vegetables are softening. Again, we put in the 4 cups of chicken broth, 3 cups of water, and that chicken broth is unsalted, 3 cups of the Great Northern beans, or our pound of, beans that we've put in water ourselves. We've rinsed and drained them. 2 bay leaves, the fresh thyme or the dried thyme, and your salt and your black pepper. Then we're going to remove and discard the bay leaves. That's important. The bay leaf can really tear apart your throat. So remove that. Remember to remove the bay leaf. And remove 1/2 the soup, and we're going to puree it. That's right. We're going to puree it. If you have a hand pureer, great. If not, you got a handheld immersion blender, great. If not, put it in your blender, put 1/2 in a blender, and hit, a couple zaps on it, stirring it together. And we put it back in our soup, add the remaining bacon, reheat a little bit, and then, bam, you're ready to serve. And you can garnish it if you want. Now, you can cook this in a slow cooker if you want. It's great. I would say you're going to cook on low for 8 to 9 hours, or high 4 to 5 hours. And, if you want to go vegetarian, you can go that. Take out the bacon, things like that, dried beans versus the wet beans. But now when you're making the soup, here's some hints for you. Sauté. Begin this easy soup by browning your thick bacon until crisp. Remove the bacon. Simmer both the broth and the beans and the bay leaves. So you're going from saute, you're putting in your ingredients, you're putting in your items, and you're going to a simmer, then you're going to a puree, and then you're going to a serving. Oh, man. Now, so here's some of the recipe variations that I found that you can do this. You know, use a slow cooker. Big variance in recipe there. And enjoy that. Then use a different type of bean. Red beans, white beans, pinto beans, black beans work well. They all work well. The key is, are you having them from a can, which you're going to rinse them, or are you soaking them for 14 to 18 hours? You can replace the bacon with diced ham, you know, whatever you choose. Vegetarian, omit the bacon and this, saute up the veggies in olive oil instead of, you know, do that. Or this is what I like doing too. You can always add a teaspoon of two of smoked paprika. You know how I love paprika. Oh, and there you go. A nice, wonderful soup in cast iron during Oktoberfest that you can make. Now, here's a couple other things that you can do for Oktoberfest. We've done the beer and cheese brat soup. What about brats in beer with sautéed onions? Oh, man, in your cast iron. So this is how I do it. You know, I get, you know, a thing of whatever type of brat you want in the 5-pack or the 6-pack. I put it in the cast iron, and I put two wonderful beers in there. And I go amber, you know, Alaskan amber or Alaska Pilsner. And I make sure that the beer is covering the brats. And then I take and I not dice up, but I slice up a nice yellow onion. And I put that in there, and then I start cooking on medium-high, and I'm boiling the beer and the onion, excuse me, the brats and the onion in the beer. And then I'm reducing the beer. And then when the beer is reduced, you're starting to cook your brats on the exterior. And you're searing them, and you're getting a good color. And at the same time, you're tenderizing your onions. Oh, and it's about a 30-minute process. But oh my goodness, it's a great brat. It's great onions. They've cooked together in beer. Oktoberfest beer brat cheese soup. It's all good. And what I like to do is I like getting the onion, but the potato hoagie roll and putting it in there. And also, look at the different types of mustard. You know, hey, in my refrigerator, I've got about 7 or 8 different types of mustard. If you only got French's, I love French's mustard. But also, here's something to think about. You can go online and get mustards on Amazon. And Handelmeyer, great German mustard, many different product types. I got 2, if not 3, of those in my refrigerator right now. And here's a blast from your past. Remember Nally's mustard? You don't see it anymore, no. But that was the first mustard that I grew up with. You know, the burger, when you started eating burgers with mustard and ketchup, before you got into mayonnaise, you had the Nally's mustard. Wonderful mustard. And then, you know, you're about 8, 9 years old, and that mustard jar, that was great for catching bees. Oh, a blast from my young past, and Nally's mustard in the jar is great. So, hey, that's our show. But we still have Oktoberfest. Again, go to, just enjoy yourself this afternoon. It's, you know, about 1:30. Enjoy yourself. Go to the Hoodoo, go to the Silver Gulch, go to the Humble Root, go to the Black Spruce. You're going to find Fairbanksons there, and we're the finest people in the world. And we enjoy each other. We enjoy our day. Go enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Enjoy Fairbanks. And I'll see you next Saturday. Fairbanks, you have a great day.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.